So it's chus to be here with so much of the chevra that's back that hasn't been here for a while. It's really special to have you in the bias. Especially tonight, which is, the chevra knows, tonight is very, very special for two reasons. First of all, tonight's the last week we announced at the end of Shir that from this point on, the Shir, every single Shir, on Lel, Erev Shabbos Kodesh here, or Bezer Shem Bekarov in Yerushalayim Erev Kodesh, it's going to be Le'ilu Nishmas, Binyamin Pinchas, Binyol Baruch, Binyamin Zwickler. Mom is such a special Talmud. And we announced that last week, so this is the first week from the beginning of Shir, even though last week was also Le'ilu Nishmas, so, but then we Mamish said we're going to name this year. And with the help of Itcha Matul, who had a little bit of Ruach HaKodesh, they say when you have naming, which we'll get to in a moment, when you name something, when you name a child, there's Ruach HaKodesh. So seemingly when you have a name for a Shir, we've had this Shir, 11 years this Shir has been going on, and it never had a name. Last week, we decided it has to have a name, Le'ilu Nishmas Binyamin Pinchas. So Itcha Matul, I think it was the next day already, sent me a text, and it should be Chabura Zichron Binyamin. And at first I said, we have to think about it, I want to sit with me, hear other things, and L'mayis, it's Emes, that's what it should be. So tonight's the first night that we have a shame, we have a name for this Shir, a very special Shir that a lot of us have grown over the years. Chabura Zichron Binyamin. Chever could continue to take food throughout. And bring from the back more chairs if we need, Aaron Dovid. Chabura Zichron Binyamin.
No.
Le'il Nishmas Binyamin Pinchas and Mirtz Hashem. It should be a zchus for his neshama. Until we're zoichet, it's chias amazing to be reunited with B'yamas Mashiach, Bekarov B'yameinu.
Amen.
Tonight also, as you see, and the chevra should continue to enjoy, tonight we have a special kiddush. We need more chairs. I forgot to get your Moshe Ezra. You can bring your chair if you want from the other room. So tonight we have... go ahead. Tonight we have a special kiddush. Celebrating Baruch Hashem. We go as Klal Yisrael. We always have to try. You know, the Tanya says that every Yid has to have two hearts. And we have a heart that's always dealing, while we're still in Golus, with the Tzaros of Klal Yisrael. And we have a heart that's Moli Simcha, connected to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So we go Miyagun L'Simcha, and we have this chus here to celebrate a very special Simcha. Jeremy and Amanda Wernick, was such a special member of this Shir for so long, every single week. And Jeremy and Amanda were Zoicha, how old is she now? Two months ago, to have their firstborn, Amedala, Nesya Tamar. Nesya Tamar, as they understand the amazing nisim of a child. And Amir Tashem, Nesya should just follow in your footsteps, and she'll be all right. Those of us who know Jeremy and know Amanda understand people that are steeped in Torah and steeped in Benan Mochavero. And Amir Tashem, Nesya Tamar, should be Zoicha, just follow in your footsteps, should be Zoicha Legadla, Letoira, Lechopo Matam Toivim. We should always share in Simcha and Nachas.
Amen.
Prepare for this week's parasha. It's very, very special and needs a lot of achana. Because what we're really preparing for is Kabbalah Satorah. We have opportunity of Kabbalah Satorah. We're going to be standing in shul this upcoming Shabbos Kodesh. And hear the Kabbalah Satorah. Mamish, go through Ki'ilu, and we have to envision ourselves as if we're standing by our Sinai again, be makabel the Torah. And Mamish, the whole world runs on this Torah. You open up the Mamish right at the beginning of Kol Torah Kula, Bereishis, and Rashi tells us Bereishis is Bishvil HaTorah Shenikareishis. That the whole world is for Torah. The Torah was not just, the Torah was the blueprint of the world. The Zohar tells us, Histakel Baraisu Bari Alma. Histakel Baraisu Baryalma, Kadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah and created the world. Everything in this world is based on Torah. The Torah was the blueprint of the world. It was created way before the world, and everything is created based on that Torah. We're all, everything in the world, different shtickel Torah. Without Torah, there's nothing. And that's what Chazal tell us, Yom Hashishi, as we all know, Yom Hashishi, Yom Hashishi, the 6 day, Yom Shishi, Yom Hashishi is referring to Vav Sivan, the 6 day, because the whole world was totally, was dependent and was hanging until we were Mekabel the Torah, and otherwise, if we weren't Mekabel the Torah, we'd be Chazal the Torah Vavo. There would be desolate, there would be nothingness. The whole world is Torah. And therefore, the more we're connected to Torah, the more we learn Torah, the more we understand Torah, the more we're going to understand this world, the more we understand our lives. So let's learn a little bit and understand what the Kabbalah Torah is and what it means for today, for each and every one of us, because this is not, and it can't just be, it can't just be when we read this parasha, when we go through the parasha of Kabbalah Torah, that we're remembering something that once was. That we're remembering something that once was, and just a history lesson, and once upon a time there was a mass revelation at Sinai. It's not enough. If you look in Perek Yotas, Pasuk Yotas, the Pasuk says, Vayi kol ha-shofar holech v'chazek me'od. The voice of the shofar was going, it was very strong. Moshe yidaber, Moshe was speaking, ve'lokim ya'anenu b'kol. And Hashem answered with the voice. He would respond with his voice. The Sefer Karen LeDavid asks, Rabbi Eliezer Greenwald, the Lashon of Moshe Yedaber is a little bit strange. Moshe Yedaber is the Lashon Asid, in the future. What does that mean, Moshe Yedaber? Moshe Daber, Moshe spoke, he spoke then. Kol HaShofar Holech, it was going. So Moshe Daber, Moshe Yidaber, Moshe will speak. What's going on? Why is it Belashon Asid? So each and everyone has to understand. There's a famous Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah. The truth is, this Medrash is similar of different Chazals, the Gemara and Brachos Daf Hey, maybe some are familiar with. But I'll read you it from the Medrash in that Parashas Achrimos. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omer v'aleim kechol hadvar mukziv kol mitzvah asher noichi. Kol kechol dvar madvar mitzvah mitzvah. He says as follows: Mikra, Mishnah, Halachos, Talmud, Tosefos, Agados, basically all of Torah, Tanakh, Mishnayos, Halacha, the Gemara, or Medrash, Vafilu mash Talmud vasik asid loymer lefnei rabo. Even what Talmidim like us are going to say in front of their Rabbeim. Pasha Pshat, even though Mepharshim explained, maybe talking about other Dairis. Well, everything that was ever learned, everything that was ever taught, Kol HaTorah Kula, Kula Nemru L'Moshe B'Sinai. It was all said to Moshe B'Sinai. This is what the Medrash says. So what does that mean? It means everything that will ever be taught, everything that will be learned, every Chiddush that's been Mechadesh in Torah, until today, every chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eiger, every chiddush of the Ksois, and every chiddush of Rabbi Herschel Schechter, and every chiddush that you came up with in your learning today, was taught to Moshe at Har Sinai. It wasn't necessarily brought out into the world yet. It wasn't yet mamish begaloi in a revealed fashion, but it was already taught to Moshe. And slowly, generations, different Torah, as pertained to that generation, that's needed for that generation, is Mechadish. So what does that mean? That means that every time we sit and learn, every time we sit and learn, and we learn Torah, and we're Mechadish, and we come up with a question, and we come up with an answer, what we're really doing is reliving Kabbalah Satorah. We're bringing into the world that Torah again, that was taught to Moshe at Har Sinai. That Torah. Mamish, the kol is chazek ma'od, and Moshe yidaber b'lashon asid. Meaning what? The kol has not ended. Moshe yidaber. Moshe will speak. Meaning now, these words, that's the Torah that Moshe was learning and Moshe speaking. That you find, maybe some of you found the Gemara, when in Amora they're talking, and in Amora will say to another, Moshe Shaper Kamarat. Moshe, it's good what you said. Meaning, what's he say, Moshe? His name wasn't Moshe, but he's saying, the Torah you're saying, that's Torah's Moshe. It was taught to Moshe, and now you're bringing it into the world. Every time we sit and learn Torah, Chevra, every single time, when we learn Torah and we come up and we think through our Torah and we don't just learn as an exercise of reading and memorizing, but we're thinking through and we're analyzing and we're being machadish. What we're doing is bringing Torah into the world that was said to Moshe at Har Sinai that never might have been in this world prior. We're living Kabbalah HaTorah. We're living Kabbalah HaTorah. What is chus? What is amazing to us, and we have to feel that. We can imagine when we read a Kabbalah Torah and we close our eyes, we can imagine what the scene was, right? What the scene was. And we're at Kabbalah Torah and there's Gilui Shechina on the highest of levels. All of us heard Anoichi. All of us heard Lo Yia. We were literally seeing the thunder and hearing the lightning. None of us understand what that means, but that was going on. So every time when we sit and learn and we shtaig over Maseches Gittin and we shtaig over Maseches Ksuvos and we shtaig over Maseches Baba Kama, it's one and the same. Open up our eyes. Open up our eyes. Open up our ears. It's not a Kabbalah Torah. We're giving over that Torah which originally was set over. What is chus? Mamish, what is chus? Chaim Tov Shalom. It's delicious. No, I never had this before.
It's why you? It's
why you? Here. Oh, yeah, you said. Talk about it later. So this is the Yadaber. This is the Moshe Yadaber. This is the Moshe Yadaber. Moshe will speak. He's speaking our words, our Torah that we're learning. But Mamish is bigger than that when we learn Torah. Could it be bigger than that? It's bigger than that. The emesis is bigger than that. I say this over all the time, but I want to read it from. I want to read it to you, this Nefesh HaChayim. I mean, I'm assuming all the Chevra have seen this, because everyone here has, I hope, has learned through Nefesh HaChayim. I don't know how you live in the world if you haven't learned through Nefesh HaChayim to understand the world. And I don't know how it is to understand the godless and chashiv of the Torah without learning Shar Dalet of Nefesh HaChayim. Listen to the words of the Heiliger Reb Chaim Volozhiner. It's in Shar Dalet Perek Vav. Really, it would be kedai to read through the whole perek right now, but just 3 or 4 lines. Listen to what it is every time we sit and learn that Torah that was given to us this parsha. So on one hand, we're reliving Kabbalah's Torah. We're bringing the words that were taught to Moshe into the world. That means we're building the world. We're creating the world. Because this Torah is needed for this Zman to create. Maybe Taka, that's what it is. What's Pshat? So we have, in our generation, that ever was before, we have this little gadget. It's called an iPhone. And Vada, within it could be called Tum Matachas HaShemesh, but it also could have called Torah Katachas HaShemesh. If you use it in the right way, and you know what you're doing, and you understand, and you just get rid of the internet, and you have a Vlech Tawaderech, and you have Wayu Torah, and you have... You could use it in a beautiful way. You didn't have this capability 50 years ago. 50 years ago, I don't know, Chvestas, you're sitting by a chuppah and you have to wait 45 minutes and you wanna learn a little Torah. So if you had to say for Yishkoyach, but let's say you want to look up something else. Now you have a Vlech Lech Baderech and you can go through any Gemara and you can go through any Sefer Chassidus and any Sefer Muster and any Sefer Halacha right on the palm of your hands. So this wasn't here before. What's Pshat? Bistoma. This was Mechadish through the Torah that was Mechadish in our door. Because the Torah is Takal Baraiso Bari Alma. It's the Torah that we're bringing. It's creating this technology. Mam Shemes. No? Never thought of it like that until now. Mamish right now. I'm saying it's Mamish. It must be. So on one hand, we're being Mechadish the world through our Torah. But listen to this. I think even more important. Listen to the words of the Nefesh HaChayim. V'lo, not only that, ela ki gam ba'osa esha demaisik b'torah lamata. At the time that a person is osik b'torah, the time that we sit and learn Torah, whatever it is that we learn, kol teva shemotzi mipiv, every word that comes out of our mouth, every word, you open up, push it. You know, I'm just being Mavra Sedra. Just Mavra Sedra. Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lemir. I say those words. Vayedaber Hashem Moshe. Every word, Hein hein hadzvarim, those exact words, yotzim kaviyachol gam mipiv yisbarach ba'osa ha'eis mamish. Those exact words come out of the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol at that time. Literally. Meaning what? Every time we sit and learn Torah, the Nefesh Chaim is telling us we're literally learning with the Eibishter. We're literally sitting and learning with the Ribbono Shel. We're literally mamish in chavrusa with Hashem. Imagine, who's your chavrusa? You know, this mamish, the beginning of Zman and yeshivas is like crazy, and you're trying to find who's your chavrusa and who's going to be mamish in Lakewood. There's a whole like tumult that's like out of control, if you've heard about this. But in all yeshivas, wherever the yeshiva is, you're trying to find your chavrusa. The biggest, who's going to be my chavrusa? And it's a big hack, and it's like, mamish, you don't... And then if it doesn't work out, you're going to hurt their feelings, and mamish, you don't want to let them down, and you need shadchanis in between to take care of it, because, like, it's very hard. It's mamish like dating, right?
Not as bad?
No, you say I'm done. We got to go to the expert.
Two excuses.
Anyways. Elio's cracking off with everyone.
Right.
Anyways, Lameisa. But every time we learn Torah, we're learning with the Ribbono Shel. So who's our Chavrusa? You don't have to worry. You don't have to worry so much who your Chavrusa is going to be. Don't worry so much. You know why? Because your Chavrusa is the Eibishter. The Chavrusa is the Ribbono Shel. Gives you a little chizuk. Also not be mevatel Torah. Especially when you learn by yourself. It's a little easier. We're learning with someone else. Well, that's harder with the batal with that person, but okay, that's another Torah. But Lamaisa, you're learning with someone, you have an achrayas or someone. When you learn it by yourself, it's easy. Someone comes over, something. This picture and envision, we're learning with the Eibishter, you're going to be in batal Torah. You're learning with the Eibishter, so you have to look up everyone every time someone walks into the base medrash. You have the Rabbanu Shel Chavrusa, so you wouldn't be focused completely on the Eibishter. Not like, you know, imagine. I remember what it was, and he gives to everyone, and when I learned in the mirror to have Chavrusa with Rosh Hashiva, with Ranazan Tzvi, you're learning with Ranazan Tzvi. You're not worried about anything else in the world but every pearl of word that comes out of the Rosh Hashiva's mouth. Avtamidim have the schus to have a Chavrusa with Rav Yeager and Chari Yashiv. Mamish, it's that those moments, you're not going to be mevatel a second. You wouldn't look anywhere else. Your whole world is zoned in on that Chavrusa. Every time we learn, we're learning with the Eibishter. I think that's even maybe, I don't know if I want to say, we're going to read it inside, it could be a more chashuv idea even than the Tanya in Perek Dalet, which says every time we learn, we're hugging the Ribbono Shel. He's my chavrusa. Who's my chavrusa? The Ribbono Shel. You probably get a good shidduch with that. That's good. Put that on your shidduch resume. Put on your, my chavrusa is the Ribbono Shel. Put that, forget about it. Oh, references, you know? References, you have all the references, this Rebbe, this friend. My reference? My chavrusa. Who's your chavrusa? Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Pretty good one. Oh. You know?
What's his phone number?
I hear. Shem Yirachim. You know, I read a story. Man, to understand how much emes. The Liska Rebbe Zatzal once went to visit the Yismach Moshe of Satmar. And he went to his house, and he was waiting to see him, and the Yismach Moshe was in his room sitting and learning, and the door was closed, and he's not going to go in, the door is closed, he's waiting for him. And he hears from the room, two voices. He hears the Yismach Moshe and another voice. He hears two voices. So he's cheshbening. Okay, the Liska Rebbe says, the Yismach Moshe has a chavrusa. And he's hearing these two voices going back and forth in the learning, whatever they... And he waits for a while, and eventually the door opens up, Yismach Moshe comes out. Yismach Moshe comes out by himself. There's no one else in there. And the Liska Rebbe, he goes in, he looks around, he's like, maybe someone's hiding, maybe someone's in a corner, maybe someone's hunched over the Gemara, no one else in there. He says to the Rebbe, Yisrael Moshe, he says, Rebbe, I was waiting, I think I heard two voices, Taka, I think they were... Yisrael Moshe looks at him, he says, don't you know Chazal? He quoted it from a Tana Devel Yo, which says the same idea, but don't you know that every time you sit and learn, you're learning with the Rabbeinu Shalom? Of course there are two voices. You hear? But the question is, does this always happen? Is it MS that every single time that we sit and learn, the Ribbono Shel is by our side and learning with us? It's taka not so pashit. Because Amar Rav Chisda, the Gemara in Sota Daf Hei Amar Aleph tells us, Amar Rav Chisda, vitei memar ukva, kol adam sheyesh bo gasas haruach. Any individual has gaiva. Any individual that's self-centered, that's haughty, that cares only about themselves, or mostly about themselves. Gaiva. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ein ani v'hu yecholim lardar ba'olam. The Rabbeinu Shalom says, I and that person can't live in the same world. When you have gaiva, I can't be with that person, the Rabbeinu Shalom says. We can mess up. You have one of us, some of us, sometimes it might be hard, we're drained and we miss a minyan. Sometimes we get to minyan and we hardly say the words, or we have no kavana. Sometimes we go a day and we hardly learn that day. There's all different types of things that we struggle in. With those, the Rabbeinu Shalom is by our side. Gam kich v'kechon of lo yirakei ati yimadi. Kesh Baruch Hu understands. But kasas haruach, gaiva, I'm hori. The Rabbeinu Shalom says, I can't be with that person. I can't be in the presence of such a person. Ein ani v'hu yichon dar boilam. So meaning what? We're learning such beautiful Torah about being mechadish and being one Kabbal Torah. And that every time I learn the Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm hugging him and he's learning with me. But if I have gaiva, Eibishter's far away from me. Thus, that Torah, that's not the Torah that Rabbeinu Shalom is by my side. That Torah is a whole different Torah. That Torah is an intellectual study. When I have gaiva. There's no worse midah. You know what it is when you have gaiva? When you have gaiva, lo aleinu, someone has gaiva, someone's self-centered. She says, Emes is, you don't care about anybody else in the world. It's all about you. And vad, it's not about the Rabbeinu Shalom anymore. We all know the people we look at and that in our lives and we see that have gaiva, mamish, we can't stand them. We don't want to have anything to do with them. And bad that the Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't want to have anything to do with them. You know, I had an individual this week one night. One of my talmidim, one of my halakha talmidim. It was Monday night. It was the last night of Binyamin's Shiva. And he reached out to me, he wanted to get together to talk about some important yanim he felt he wanted to talk about. I was on the way to the Shiva house, I said, I don't know how long it's going to take, it might be very late, because it's the last night, I was going to end up spending a lot of time with the family. And I didn't leave the Shiva house, I don't know what time it was, 12, 12.30. It was sometime around then, 12.30, 1 o'clock in the morning, I reach out to this Talmud, and I tell him, I just send him a text, if he's up still, if you want to still meet, I'm happy to meet. You know, it's very late. He says, no, Rebbe, it's very important. It's very important. I really want to talk to you. I have to talk to you about something. So he came over. And my heart went out, because what did he want to talk to me about? He's a Talmud who's very close to Binyamin. And I don't want to get into details. I don't want to explain. But basically, through the whole parsha, and through the last month, and through the last time, he saw... Baruch Hashem, he saw so many individuals that were amazing. So many individuals that spent so much time that were Moser Nefesh to be by Binyamin's side and to do and chasadim like Shein Kamo and showing Bimavatal themselves completely. One of his friends, one of Binyamin's friends, like I said, he'd be embarrassed, but Lamaisa, to build ourselves, it's important to say Avrami Norowitz. I don't know if the Chever knows him. Avrami Norowitz is a young married man. He's married this year, months ago. And he was going night after night sleeping in the hospital. Imagine Shana Rishona, a few months into marriage, sleeping in the hospital to be by Binyamin's side. It's not a pasha thing. And so this guy, he came over to talk to me because it killed him. And to see that so many of the people that should have been there and should have been visiting and should have been, that just weren't. That just don't care enough or don't show enough care towards others. And it like ripped his heart out. And I sat there, mamish, I had nothing to say, because I said, you're 100% right. If you don't get that, and if you're not here to live for others, you don't understand the first step of what it is to be in this world. The Rabbeinu Shalom says, I'm not going to be with, there's no Rabbeinu Shalom in such a makom, and vada, then there's no Torah in such a makom. Our lives have to be to live for others, and this is something we, if we didn't hear enough and speak enough about Binyamin Pinchas and what to learn from him. Talking about someone, I don't think I told the story at this table. Maybe some of the chaver heard the story. It might have been said over at the Levi. I don't remember even. It's a little bit of a blur to me, MS. Exactly what was said then. But you know, Binyamin happened to, you know, one thing about Binyamin, he liked nice things. He liked nice clothing. He doesn't come from a very affluent family. As you know, his father passed away 8 years ago. But he liked nice things, and he liked to get nice things, whatever it was. One time, not long ago, a few years ago, he saved up some money, he was working, whatever. He bought himself a very beautiful watch. He wanted to have a nice watch, he got himself a nice watch. And he was showing this watch to one of his friends. This beautiful watch, he was showing it to one of his friends. And somehow, I don't know the exact details, I don't remember, I heard it. But somehow when he's showing this watch to this friend, the friend misunderstood, maybe it was the guy's birthday or something, he thought that Binyamin bought it for him and was giving it to him. It was a bigger misunderstanding. And the guy like took it and he's like, tries it on, he's like, and then he starts, out of nowhere, he starts thanking Binyamin, oh, thank you so much, you're so sweet, so amazing. Binyamin was like a little taken aback, but it was some type of misunderstanding. But he thought it was for him. So what did Binyamin do? He said, oh, you're welcome. Yeah, I hope you like it. I hope you enjoy it. And he didn't have the ability. He wasn't someone that could just go to his parents and go, oh, I'll get a new one. That was it. They went to watch. That he was very excited for. Because he's not going to hurt this person. Because he cares way more about this person than he cares about himself. That's what a none of is. That's Ve'ish Moshe Anav Me'od Mikol Adam. That's an individual who hears about Binyamin and lives very far away, all the way down in Florida, and gets on the plane right away to come to visit him. Because he understands, my life is not about myself, and it doesn't matter even how much money it costs, it doesn't matter anything else. I go and I'm going to get on the plane and I'm going to go spend time with him, even if it's for one day for a few hours. Yeah, MS, I'm mixed with Shvachel Befanov, I'm not, but at Lameisa, we're celebrating here as well, Baruch Hashem, the birth of Nesia Wernick. And those who know Jeremy and Amanda for one moment know that's the type of people they are. There's not a Mate Shabbos that Jeremy is in this neighborhood, and I might not even know he's in the neighborhood, but I'll find out on Mate Shabbos because there's a pie of pizza at my house every single Mate Shabbos that he's around. Because maybe the family might want pizza, without being asked. Every one of our pictures of Jeremy, I don't know, I have in my mind, you know, it's Purim night, about 3 o'clock in the morning, and most guys are just plastered all over Chvesnich, wherever they are, and sleeping in Chvesnich, and Jeremy's with a broom, sweeping up and cleaning the entire house, so that Baruch Hashem, in the morning, when Shandy comes down, we could have another Purim next year, you know? So it might be Lola Shema, I'm not sure, but that's what he's doing. That's what he's doing. And the same is true after every Shal Shudas and every Tish. Because it's an anivus. I care about you more than I care about myself. And that's when we could say, okay, that's the type of people who say when we learn the Rebbeinu Shlom's right by our side. That's someone who then is Torah, is going to be Torah with the Chavrusa with the Eibishter. You know, Torah is compared to Mayim. People wrongly, if you didn't learn through the Gemara and Tainus, so people wrongly think, what would you assume right away? Torah is compared to Mayim. How? Just like Mayim is such a necessity in life. Torah is such a necessity in life. I'm thirsty for Mayim, I'm thirsty for Torah. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Ma Mayim, it's Tainus Dav Zayin Amin Aleph. Ma Mayim Manichim Makum Gavoa, V'holchin L'makum Nomoch. Just like water, you put it somewhere high, it always finds the lowest place. Where are you going to have a flood? In your basement. You're not going to have a flood in your top floor. The water is going to always find the lowest place. After Torah, so to Torah, aim is kaimen el b'mi shadaito shvala. There's only a kiyamis of Torah. There's only a deep connection to Torah. When your das is shvalo, when you have a certain humility and lowliness, not in a negative way, not that you can't have a high self-esteem and understand your kochos, but I understand all the Eibishter and I have humility and I understand where I'm holding. First of all, just push it in learning Torah. When you have gaiva, so you're not open to listening to others, you're not opening to learning more. You know it all already. But more so, there's something deeper. The Eibishter is not going to be by your side in that Torah. And Vada is not going to be the same Torah. So if we want to know why some of us, maybe not anyone hopefully in this room, but some of us, we're learning, but we're not connecting on a deep level. And it's there, but there's no kiyamis to it. Maybe our lives are too much full of gaiva and too much so self-centered. And that's why it was. What was the Kabbalah? What was the hachana for Kabbalah? That Torah, as we all know, Vayichin Yisrael Neged Har. Ki'ish achad b'lev echad. We had to have this feeling. We had to have this sense of oneness. We had to have this sense of anivus and care for each other. You know, in Parshas Ba'al Yischa, so we have that famous pasuk about Moshe Rabbeinu, where it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Ish Moshe Anav Me'od Mikol Adam. In Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Gimel, Ish Moshe Anav Me'od Mikol Adam, Asher Pnei Adam. Moshe had the most humility, most humbleness of any person. And therefore, what's a few Pesachim later? Mamish, right there, Pasuk Ches. Pe al pe adaberbo. Hashem says, I'll speak to him mouth to mouth. Hashem sees the Ish Moshe on a mode. That's when I could be with him. That's when I could learn with him. That's when I could talk to him. That's who I want to be with. So us as well. We want the Rabbeinu Shalom in our life. We want the Eibishter by our side. We want the Eibishter in our learning. It has to be with a sense of anivus. It has to be with a sense of humility. You know, we all know the famous pasuk, Akol Kol Yaakov Yadayim Yedei Esav. Akol Kol Yaakov Yadayim Yedei Esav. Medrash says Akol Kol Yaakov. There's a mantra, Akol Kol Yaakov. At the time when we're learning Torah and we're in the best Medrash, so then what? Then the Yadayim Yedei Esav. Esav has no control over us. We have no control over. Esav has no control. We're going to defeat all our evil, all our enemies. Why is it Akol Kol Yaakov? Why is it Hakol Kol Yaakov? Hakol Yaakov. What Hakol Kol Yaakov? The voice is the voice of Yaakov. Hakol Yaakov. The voice is Yaakov's. Hakol Kol Yaakov, which is referring to the Medrash says our learning Torah, because there have to be two koilas. There has to be. You want koil that's going to defeat Esav. It has to be when there's a koil of the person and a koil of the Rabbeinu Shalom. It has to be the coil of a person, a coil of the branch. It's only if we have the proper anivus, proper humility in our learning, proper humility in life. And the pasuk in Yerushalayim says, in Perek Beis, pasuk Yudalid, Hashmi'eni es kolech ki kolech arev. Hashmi'eni es kolech, I want to hear your voice, ki kolech arev, because your voice is sweet. When's our voice sweet? And this is Rabbanu Shem telling us, he wants to hear our voice of Torah. When's our voice sweet? A rave is gematria. No, it's still not a hard one. Chevra. A rave. What? 272. A rave, 272. Coil is gematria 136. But when you have the coil of the person and the coil of Hashem, 136 plus 136. Is exactly 272 arev. Hashmi'eni es kolech ki kolech arev. I want to hear your voice, that your voice should be sweet. It's when you have your voice and the voice of the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's your Torah and the Torah of the Rabbeinu Shalom is learning with you. And when is that? When we have a sense of anivus, when we have a sense of humility. And the emes is, all of Torah is based on that. That same Tanya Perek Dalet, that tells us every time we learn, we're hugging the Rabbeinu Shalom. Listen to what he says as well, as Mamish, the essence of all of Torah, of the creation of Torah. Listen to the words of the Tanya. Mamish, tremendous. B'makom sha'atamotze gedulaso sha'akadosh baruch hu. In the place that we find the greatness of Hashem, which is in His Torah, that's where we see His greatness, we see His everything that He is. Shama tamotze anvasanuso. That's when you find his humility. Meaning what? Meaning what? The whole creation of Torah, of Kadosh Baruch Hu putting himself into the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu putting his personality and his essence and his intellect into the Torah, was v'tzimtzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu ritzono v'chachmaso b'taryag mitzvos haTorah b'choseim. God was mitzamtzem. He minimized himself and constricted himself to create a Torah that he's found within the Torah. That's a tzimtzem, that there's a possibility to even connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself in Torah, was tremendous humility of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Through the tzarufei oisiyos of Tanakh, v'der shoseim shabagados, b'chdei shekol neshama tuchel lasigan b'daita, so that each and every one of us can reach him. God decided I'm going to have humility and allow Klal Yisrael to reach us through the Torah. How do you think we could connect to that Torah deeply if we have that same humility? So we think humility is vada. We all understand the foundation for having proper ben olam l'chaveru. But we're seeing here tonight, it's the foundation to have proper ben olam makom as well. Vada, you're mamish, you don't belong in the world, and people shouldn't have anything to do with you if you have gaiva. But the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't also realize. Your Torah is not going to be Torah. Your mitzvahs aren't mitzvahs. God doesn't want anything to do with you. How important it is that we build a sense of humility and humbleness in every moment of our life. And then when we sit and learn Torah, we're learning with the Ribbono Shel Olam, we're mamish living through Kabbalah's Torah again. You know, where do we see this? Where do we see this? So every single morning we start the day when we want to connect to Torah through Birchas HaTorah. And the bracha are there to really put us in a mindset to understand and to explain what the essence of Torah should be for us. Put us in the right mindset as we learn. So let's analyze these three brachos that we say. First of all, we say a bracha, v'asher bracha banu kol amim. In that bracha we say, nosein ha-Torah. We don't say nasan ha-Torah. We don't say that you gave us the Torah once upon a time. Nosein ha-Torah, b'lashen hoive. We understand through that bracha that I'm living Kabbalah's Torah this moment, that day. We're reliving it, as we've explained. Moshe Yadaber. But you want to know how? We daven v'harevna. It should be a sweet Torah. V'harevna, as we said, v'harev, arev, is 272. So it has to be a Torah that has both koilis, the kol of us and the kol of the Ribbono Shel Olam, to have v'harevna. And it should be hashmi'eni is kolei harev. And then we say, Baruch Atah Hashem HaMelameh Torah L'Amo Yisrael. And then we understand that who's our ultimate Chavrusa, who's the one teaching us the Torah, who are we learning with? We understand if our Torah is going to be a Torah that we understand is Noisena Torah, and we understand that that Torah is going to be through proper Anivus, and they're going to be Shtei Koilis, and we're going to be learning with their bonus, and we understand HaMelameh Torah L'Amo Yisrael. Our Rebbe, our Chavrusa, it's not L'Maisa, our Rebbe that we're learning with, it's not a Chavrusa cross. We have the ultimate Chavrusa and the ultimate Rebbe, and it's the Eibishter himself, Ham Lamei Torah Lamo Yisrael. So Bez Hashem Yisbarach, we should all be Zaycha. We should all be Zaycha Bez Hashem Yisbarach, when we're going to be standing in Shul and re-accept the Torah this Shabbos Kodesh. To instill within our hearts a desire to learn Torah in a way that I understand, I mean, Mechadish, Tuva B'chol Yom Tamid, Kabbalah's HaTorah. And we understand that I'm mamish learning with the Ribbono Shel Olam. But understand also that Ahachana needs to be in our own midos, in our own anivus, in our own humility. And that tzchus will be one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we're one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a way, and one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah, through the Heilige Torah, then Amir Tzashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not just going to be with you in Torah. I'm not just going to be with you in that makom of tzimtzum that I have to be in this, but it's going to be with the ultimate Giloy, with the Biach's Mashiach, b'mher v'yameinu b'karav mamash.
Amen.